We can, if he comes in, we'll just show him where we're at. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Okay, we're on the Craighead County business now. Okay. We've got the minutes. So y'all take a look at them quick. You probably already read them in the email, so. You got any questions or additions or deletions, let us know so we can change it. If not, I'd like to have a motion to accept the minutes as is.
Make a motion.
Got a second?
A second.
Oh, okay. Got a motion and a second.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None. Unanimous. We've got the director's report now. She's going to go over the her part of it.
Yeah, we start on traffic. We have been down on our traffic in April and May. We had a good bump in June. We don't have July's yet. It's too early. I have to send all this info to you in time, early enough that I don't have July's, but I'll have that next time. But I know the numbers will be down June and July. I mean, July and August, probably.
Because of the hours, yeah.
Yeah, because of the hours. The program attendance, we did really well in June. 22,000 mm-hmm. people. And we had dropped some in May. May is never predictable. Sometimes people are so wrapped up in getting ready for summer that they don't come to the library, and we don't introduce our big summer reading program until June. We have talked about starting it the last week in May to maybe get more people involved in it, because a lot of people take off for vacations in June, so there's a possibility. And also, a lot of the parks in town are building swimming pools. There's a lot more to do, so we're going to work on getting more people in this library. That's kind of a goal with Riley and me. But I will say that for our summer reading program, June and July, last year we had, I don't know, 400 or 500 people sign up for it, but we only had 30 children who actually completed it. This year we had 90. Mm-hmm. So we're really pleased. We tripled our number in that.
Awesome.
Circulation dropped in May, just kind of like program attendance and traffic, but it went back up in June. But the electronic stayed about the same. And I think, you know, a trend in libraries, of course, is the electronic books, which means people don't have to come to the library. So we need to work on getting more people in the library, and that's something that we're working on. And you know, I think one of the reasons June did so well was because our PR manager has really, and marketing manager has really stepped up. She's really gotten the hang of it really well. And she was new, she was right out of school, but she was just so impressive because she was so smart, and she had won awards in debate. So I really thought she was going to be good, and she is, and she's really getting the word out, and she just keeps getting better and better. So I'm really happy with her. But also the new library cards, page 7, those are down. So I'm working with her to try to improve that. We have incentive ways to get people to come in. And then September is National Library Sign Up Card, or National Library Card Sign Up Month. And so we are going to work with the Hispanic Center on that and try to get some more. And
really
she,
promote that.
Yes, promote that. And Riley has joined a board to help with the Day of the Dead at the Hispanic Center. And so she's kind of got a way in for that. And there he is.
There he is.
Okay.
Hello.
She wouldn't let me in.
I made it pay up.
Did you have to give a password?
Yeah, she can.
It's a
banging on the door. She just ignored me.
Oh, yeah. She's just, you never know.
It's difficult.
I'm troublesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Thank you,
Sarah. Sarah, here's your.
Oh, I'm just sitting in Scott's seat. I saw S.
No, that's
and
okay.
Then I plopped down.
You can sit wherever you want. So we've gone through.
We've gone through the minutes, and she's giving a report on the attendance.
Yeah, on the statistics, and I was saying that we tripled our number of children who completed the summer reading program this year. So we're very pleased with that. But one of the things that we do need to improve on is increasing our number of new library cards. How many in here have a library card? Okay, good, good. Shocked. Usually boards don't have library cards.
And one way, so we do open house, and I don't know if it's something that we could do. So this year, since I've been there, this is my fifth year, we had the most show up. We had probably about 500 people that showed up last Thursday. So we did cook, so the food did bring them out. But we had vendors set up, so like the Hispanic Center was there, City Youth. So that might be something that we provided the tent. They came and sit outside from 5. Open house starts at 6, so from 5:30 to 6, we called it a little tailgate. So we gave them free hot dogs, free drinks, free chips, and then they could go up and sign for different things. So that might be an option to go set up at the school.
Yes,
Counseling Center was in there. The Foundation of the Arts came to Westside, and they did out their stuff.
I'll talk to Riley about
it'll
this.
It'll probably be next year now, but it's about to start.
Yeah. We are working, too, with the schools to, there's a Sora app, which students can get, and then they can have access to our e-books for, without having to have a library card. And so we are working with Sora and the Children's Department on that right now. It's been pretty successful in the libraries who've used it. So that is something we are working on. Because we want to get kids automatically when they sign up for school, we want them to have access to our, exactly. So I'll keep you posted on that too as I know more. I think I'm supposed to meet with Stephanie later this week.
Is there a way to like mobily go set up and do library cards? Or you have to do it here?
No, we can do it. We can take our laptop and
that would be like a great idea for more high school too, like for the older kids. Like if we could go set up and have it available right there to make the card for them and sign up.
Yeah, and that's what we do. We are searching for it. We haven't published it yet or publicized it yet, but we are searching for a new bookmobile driver. The last one is no longer here, so we are looking for a new one. And then once we get that going, we can start going to more things. I think ball games would be a good thing, good way to get them in too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when parents see it, they want the kids to come in. So, mm-hmm. So we're working on it.
Do you have a CDL to drive that?
No. But you do have to have the right kind of person to drive it. It is very difficult to drive. Honestly,
really?
It's the most difficult thing we have to manage. It really is, and we do everything we can to get it out there, but we just have got to get the right person.
Need a bus driver.
But the problem is, a lot of people could drive it, but a lot of people don't have library experience, or they don't know how to do
social
programming,
skills.
And they don't know how to check people in and out, you know, all that. So they not only have to be the bus driver, but also a librarian. So it's very tough, and it actually was not recommended that we purchase this one, but it was before my time, and so I'm just trying to deal with it. But it is kind of difficult to get somebody, and we spend more of our time on bookmobile than anything. But we'll keep trying.
Is it like a full-time position?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's actually there's plenty of work to do.
What's the pay for that?
We're working on that. So I'll let you know. I'll send you the job description when we get it finished.
Serious.
Yeah. I think we may have to up it too, actually, because it is a very stressful job.
Like a bus driver, that's a good one. Like if they knew they were going to make more maybe with this job, and they know how to drive the bus, they know how to deal with kids. That might be something to just like pitch to
you
get that to bus drivers.
But it takes a very special person. They've got to be computer literate. And they also have to be extremely outgoing and a very much a self-starter. It's not a job that we just say, here's the bus driver, here's the bus, go figure it out. We'll help them, but they also have to be very proactive and contact schools, contact areas, you know, nursing homes, you know. So it's a very busy job, and we're just hoping the right person's out there for
it's
it.
7 days a week.
It's mostly Monday through Friday, but then we do have events on the weekends too. Yeah, and if, and we don't work on 7 days a week. If there's events on the weekend, right, we let them have some time off during the week. Yeah. We don't run them down. That's why we can't keep them. We work them seven.
I understand.
No. But anyway, we're working hard on trying to get it. I mean, we really are working like hours and hours trying to get this work on. So I'll have better news for you in November.
Can we trade that thing for one more?
Mm-hmm. If
efficient force or whatever we need, or sell it?
I am giving it one more chance. Because until this weekend, I had thought, I'm going to ask you guys to let me sell it. But we've already got the garage. The thing is there. It was paid for. So I really want to try one more time to get it out there. Because I don't think people would enjoy it if it got out enough. It's just we have had trouble getting it out there. But we know a lot more. Hindsight's 2020. We've learned so much, Sarah and I have, about how this runs and what kind of person we need to run it. So
is there anybody on staff that would be good already that works here that would be good to...
Maybe. We're putting it out. We're putting out the ad next week.
It's tricky. It's tricky because the ones who would be good at it, they're already excellent at what they're doing. So
that person.
Yeah.
When I first got on this deal, my first 3 months, that's all I heard about was we had spent too much money on the bookmobile.
I don't
and it wasn't being run. Well, nobody could drive it.
Yeah. There's still not many.
That was the problem. That was 2 years ago. Shallon was on it before I was, and I know she heard it a lot longer than I did.
Well, and you know, Sarah went to a convention and came back with a lot more feasible recommendations, like a Sprint van that we could combine with our courier van. But that's not what got it. That's not what happened. We got the biggest, flashiest thing there was. So I'm going to try my best to make it work. If it doesn't work, I will admit defeat and come back with with something. I don't know. So, you know, and now we can sell it. The company that makes it is in a shortage,
well,
so they would buy it.
Put up this thing for how long? We had it now 2 years, because it's brand new when I came on.
No, February 2020.
2020 is that long?
Yep.
Yeah, that's all we heard. We spent too much money. Yeah. You know, couldn't y'all find a cheaper one?
And I don't blame the public for saying that. I don't blame them.
You know.
Yeah.
And
it's just finding that right person, which is going to be hard.
Yeah. Because they got to have a lot of skills.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are looking at salary, and
just like
she's trying to talk on that. What? Hello.
Sorry, I was just trying to grasp an understanding here. So from what I'm hearing, you're giving it one more chance, and then we're going to sell it.
Possibly.
Yeah, we're gonna go another route. If it doesn't work out, and we find the right person, we're gonna go another route.
Okay. Could you go into more detail about the other route?
Well, I would suggest selling it.
Okay.
Yeah, or downsizing.
It seems that it has been a bit of a money pit.
A bit. Yeah, you're right.
So I would be for that.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay. But I do want to try one more time. I thought about it all weekend. I thought, we just one more try, and maybe this will work.
So I wasn't here. What was the original purchase price?
$300. Plus, how much was the garage? We had to build a garage for it.
I don't remember how much the garage was, honestly, because we paid it in so many different installments, and it was been a while. But it was a
couple hundred.
It was like $309,000 for the bus itself. Once it was all said and done.
What's it worth now? And I don't know. Believe it or not, it doesn't really take that much gas for it. I thought it would, but it really doesn't.
Honestly, the garage that we have for the bookmobile, if we did sell it at some point, could that be, I know you were just talking about a garage to protect your other cars, could that be something that we use for the other vehicles as protection?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do anything we wanted with it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, we already have it, but you know what I mean? Why not reuse it if...
Well,
keep that in mind before we build another garage. You know, maybe we could possibly put a timeline on the bookmobile, and then
how about November? I have something.
You might have a recommendation.
Yeah, have something. Yeah. Somebody. Well, what Sarah and I have talked a lot about are those Sprint vans. are can be used as a bookmobile because you can wheel out the carts with the books, but you could also use it on our courier route because we have a white van now that we use for courier routes. And so we could combine it, you know, so it would be two vehicles instead of one, you know. So, and that's kind of what Sarah recommended when she came back from that convention, but, or conference, whatever it was. But that's just not what happened. But, you know, and it's okay. Hindsight's 2020. Well,
was that like a board member's idea to buy that thing in the first place? Or?
I wasn't in a position to really know about everything.
From what I understood, it was the only one they could find at the time.
At the time.
And the other one was didn't have a motor in it. It was already broke down.
So I don't...
Now, that's what kind of I was led to believe. I don't know. I wasn't on the board when they done it. It was done before I got here. And they said, well, that was the only one we could find. But then we've never had a driver that we could keep... Keep it going, and I've had a lot of people fuss that they didn't have the bookmobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We have lots of locations. And one of the big ones is Bono. We want to go out there a couple times a week.
Well, I'm the mayor, basically, so you just call me and we'll make it happen.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Okay. Well, we're getting on it, so I'll keep you posted, and then we'll have some answers in November. But. I'm glad to know that at least you guys are willing to consider selling it because I thought, oh, there's no way they will after we spent all that money on it. But
you might see like what's worth before we say we would sell it. Just because you hate to take like a major loss, and you know, on it.
But. Sarah has contacts with the people who we purchased it from because she actually flew up there and looked at it in Denver, and had them work on some parts that were not. This was before my time. But she David sent her up there to look at it, and the previous director, and
the person who was intended to be the initial driver was in my department, and so that's how I got roped into going out there. I didn't mind. It was eye opening to see it. But yeah, when I inspected it initially, and I'm a layman when it comes to vehicles, even I knew that there were things that were wrong with it. So, but they. I took care of those things, but I don't know. It's been a while.
I really don't think that bookmobile is a bad purchase, but considering our location in the our past experience with it, I still feel like it's not a great fit for our location specifically. But Vanessa, I would appreciate, you know, just like maybe a timeline, and then we could table this and then bring it back up again. At whatever, are you thinking a couple? What is this, August?
So yeah.
She said November.
And then if we haven't heard anything since then or haven't, you know, after our one more try, and then we'll talk about it in November to see if we are ready to sell or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I wonder...
Okay, that sounds great.
I wonder if we could even team do it, where you have a driver... And then you have a library.
I've been sitting here thinking about that.
That's two salaries, though.
Yeah, but it's not full-time salaries.
You might find somebody to volunteer.
A college kid or something.
Well, I was thinking college kid,
I wouldn't want two full-time salaries. I would not be in favor.
You could probably drive it. You drive tractors.
Well, I could drive it. I don't know that I could be free that much.
I'll have to check on the liability issue if it's a volunteer and them driving. Lawyer, what do you think?
I have to look at that, but that's iffy.
I know.
Because the liability falls on them.
If it's a volunteer. But could it be a paid, like part-time. A bus driver, part-time, where we don't pay them any benefits, but we call them and say, okay, Saturday we're going to Bono. Mm-hmm. Can you work on Saturday? And they drive the bus, and then the librarian goes with them. We just pay them.
I don't know how bus drivers work. Like, I know all these schools have... However many buses, they all have drivers. So is there an association for bus drivers?
Not that I know.
They're all looking for bus drivers. They all have their signs.
Yeah. And don't come for our bus drivers because we need them.
Okay. I won't.
I'm even thinking if some of them would be willing to do this weekend.
Shallon is not sharing her bus drivers.
Okay, well.
But I might.
Well, my mother is a volunteer to do it. But she told me she'd be glad to do it.
Yes, whatever the hours are.
We will keep working on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on here.
Okay.
Let's get the lending policy.
Okay.
Think about. I can.
Okay. We talked about the HVAC and the engineers. I'm supposed to be speaking to them this week. Okay. I think we're up to number three.
Well, we hadn't talked about the lending policy.
We skipped that.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the lending policy, it's mostly a cleanup, but on the bottom of page 8, where it says replacements $3, that's for a lost card. It was $2. We need to raise it because the price is going up. We won't, like, sometimes libraries do, if you lost a second card, we charge you $5 and all that. That's not feasible for our patrons. But $3 is feasible for a new card, and it's also maybe a deterrent to keep them from just coming in and saying, I need a new card. That is one change. Everything in yellow is what I've added. There's a lot of redundancy I took out. On page 9, under loan periods, at the bottom, I added early learning kits, which are kind of like books in a bag, but they're called something different, so we took that out. In the paragraph above it, where it says C library card eligibility, it talks about gateway cards. Yes. I'm not sure if you guys knew, but that's 16 surrounding counties that we allow people to receive a library card, because they may not pay taxes here, but they come in and they spend money.
Okay.
And it probably equals more than what they would pay for taxes. So we're happy to give them a library
card. So can we not define gateway in that same paragraph? Gateway card holders are represented in the whatever you name those counties that border Cricket and Points at. Because that was my first question. Uh-huh. It tells me no idea what a gateway card holder is.
Well, it's in the other policy.
Oh,
see library card eligibility and cardholder responsibilities policy for more information regarding gateway cards.
Okay, regarding gateway cards. Okay, well, I guess that would satisfy. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have it.
Okay. Yeah. Anywhere that it says late fines or fees, I crossed all that out because we don't have those anymore. We still do charge lost books, but we don't have fines, late fees, that kind of thing. And then Library of Things goes into page 10. We had already started checking out some items that are not books. That's the trend all over the country. We have ukuleles because they got donated, and we do a ukulele class, so people check them out.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that people want to check out is tools and cake pans. You know, really? Like your kid's turning 7, you want a 7 cake pan and you only want to use it once. Yeah, I know. But we had to have a policy so that people know how to treat our stuff. And so I kind of looked around at other libraries and I just combined some stuff I liked and made that policy, that part. And that's on top of page 10. And everything else is just kind of things that needed to be on there that weren't. And the very bottom of 10, the library will hold items for 7 days before the hold is canceled and removed from the hold shelves, because people say that doesn't say that anywhere. Oh. So we need it to say that somewhere.
And how do people know what is contained in the Library of Things? Like, I would have never thought I could come here from a cake pan.
I know. Well, we haven't done a big kickoff yet. We have a display case that we're going to start putting things in, and so we can show people what it is. I mean, we thought even a weed eater. Wouldn't you want to try one out before you bought one?
Yeah.
You know, you can check it out for a week.
Well, you had somebody come check it out just to do their yard.
Exactly, and I wouldn't care, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're here for. The library is not just books anymore. Mm-hmm. It's community. And this will get people in the library, too.
Right.
We thought about sewing machines, but people tear them up too easily. Yeah. So we're not doing that. But, you know, there's a lot of items that we have and that people are donating for this. So, anyway, we had to have a policy. And we will promote it on the website. And we will be promoting on social media. And we'll have posters out. And then we'll have a display case of a lot of it. Hot Springs has a whole, like, section, like a whole and they have it in plastic bags hanging, and they have all kind of like knitting stuff. And you know, it's just really neat because it gives people a chance to try things out before they buy them.
So, and it's just are all those items donated items? No, these are not things you're purchasing. And then
for most of them, they are donated. We just have to make sure they're in good shape. But it, you know, next year we may be able to set aside a little bit to add to this. We're just, you know, that's budget stuff. We haven't really started working on it yet. But it's just it's fun. It makes people want to come in, and it's fun to look at the stuff. You know, I go to Hot Springs every time we have a conference, and I look at all their stuff, and it's fun.
Yeah, I think all the cake pans were staff donated. Yeah, there's a little of everything. There's like Hello Kitty and Ninja Turtles and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and it's just it's fun. So you know, we check out cake decorating books. So let's check out pans. And then on page...
We travel a lot, and we always run into the library wherever we're at.
Uh-huh.
And so they, one of the things that I've taken pictures, and I should email them, just for a little insight, but we went to Idaho and Washington this past year in Florida, and in those places, a lot of them have... the one in Little Rock, too. We went to that one. A lot of them have, like, board games that kids can check out, and like they have their little system, and it's really, really neat. I have yet to see cake pans though. I feel like
it's not very adult, yeah.
It is neat. I do enjoy kind of going in those library buildings and just seeing the different things. But I will say we almost need like a catalog, like Beth said.
Oh,
you know?
We will. Yeah,
to see what do we have to offer.
We will have a print catalog, and we will have an online catalog for it. Yeah, definitely. And it'll be easily accessed on the website. And so everything else is kind of clean up. I did have a typo under page 12 under damaged items. I have strong odors, and it's supposed to be odors. Yeah, I had a request to add that one. And then patron records at the last page, 13, that's just the Arkansas code that really needs to be in there, and that's just verbatim. I didn't cite my source. I didn't really feel like I needed to, since I have the Arkansas code number on there. Anyone could type that in and find it. So any other questions about lending policy? This is the longest one, and it seems ridiculous how long it is, but it's also very necessary. These are all questions that get asked, so that's why it's so long.
So you need a motion to approve the changes?
Mm-hmm.
I move to approve the changes that have been submitted.
Who's so, second?
Second.
All in favor say it. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No one opposed.
Thank you. We already did HVAC, so...
Well, stopped the junior when you went over the heat in there.
We didn't. No, we didn't. Oh. No,
we
didn't.
Talk
about
it.
Did we not? So I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
Oh,
she
okay.
went over to me.
Oh, I was
earlier,
talking to
her. And
I
went
talking
over
to
her.
Yeah, you didn't. No.
So we're still waiting on the part for the coil for right now. We are on week 5 or 6. Five. I kind of think they're on week 4 in ordering. I think they took their time to order it, but it's coming from Carrier in Memphis, and all they can say is it's on its way. That's all they'll tell me. But they did say it shouldn't be more than 6 weeks because that's what their turnaround, that's what their people are telling them the turnaround is. So until then, we're just waiting.
And so this core piece that they've ordered that's taken 6 weeks to get from Memphis.
It's big. It's a big piece.
Yeah.
And it's a coil that keeps the Freon. The old one was leaking.
Prior.
So when they filled it up, we'd have a nice cool day, and then it would leak out, and we'd start burning up again.
Okay.
And they could not bandage it. They kept bandaging it, and finally it just quit.
And what do we think this coil is going to cost?
It's $5,000.
It was $5,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the quote for a new unit?
That's what we're going to get to here in just a minute.
Yeah, you're not like that. But That's what it's going to cost to keep this running until we get a new unit.
The Band-Aid.
Yeah.
This is the $5,000 yes. Band-Aid.
Yeah. Well, part yeah. itself is $5,000, and then we still have to pay for installation.
And how much is that?
Don't know yet.
Don't know. Depends on how long.
What firm is doing the installation on the HVAC? Who's doing it?
It's A. Able Services, Garth Willard.
I don't know.
Yeah, he fixes our air all the
time. He's your person, uh-huh. yes.
He calls it our library. I mean, he's really dedicated to us, and he's very fair with the pricing. So that is for part one. Part two, the big HVAC that's going to have to be completely replaced. I'm meeting with Corey Imhoff from Little Rock. He's an engineer there. He brought three engineers with him and our architect, and they have been working, and they said they will have all the paperwork ready for me this week to look at decide how we're going to present it for bids. We're going to have to send it out for bids. And he doesn't estimate anymore. He said his guess is going to be around $600,000. And the reason is because it's got asbestos in it.
And that includes the $600,000 is the guess for
the guess.
Remove and reinstall.
Yes, yes. And it will be something that will last another 50 years.
And it'll be one unit, or we have all this multiple thing like we have now?
It'll be one unit that's efficient for everything. And it will be way more efficiently run, and it won't cost as much to run it. Because, you know, like Mike said, nothing was efficient in the 60s. Uh-uh. It just...
And then we'd add on. Like, we'd build one here, and add on and build one here.
They spent a whole day here drawing out plans, and then, you know, would call and have me take pictures of things. And so,
what are his credentials, particularly with commercial buildings or libraries specifically?
No, commercial buildings.
Because I'd say we have mold issue. I mean, a mold would be an issue for a library. Uh-huh. It wouldn't be an issue for an office building necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't, you know, he's looked, and Chris, our maintenance facilities manager, has looked too, and we haven't seen any mold. But we just do know that there's going to be asbestos in there. So that removal is going to be a big deal.
This is an old boiler system.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a boiler.
And so, you know, asbestos comes automatic with that. They hadn't put them in 40 years, probably.
So where's it going to be removed from, like the roof?
Some of it is in the roof and some are in closets all over.
So when you say remove asbestos, what do they have to do?
They'll have to take that off the roof. It'll have to be took. Handle the hazardous material people. Mm-hmm. It's a major deal.
Mm-hmm. We did it at school probably about 3 years ago, but almost all Jonesboro schools
had to do it in Batesville.
That's an old boiler system.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mom was built in 53.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oldest school in the district. But it
was there in 68. Mm-hmm. It was a brand, it was like new.
New
then.
Then, but it is not now. We spent a lot of money.
I know.
But once we do this, this will get us.
This will be last another 40 years.
Yeah, it'll be a huge investment, but it's... We have to do it. We just don't.
She called me and asked me about it, and my first words was, "We got to replace it." I mean, it's been here this long. Mm-hmm. It's built in 1967. It's been here since then. We're still running a 1967 mm-hmm. unit, and we didn't have any choice really. Mm-hmm. And then we come up with the deal. I said, "Look, I went to Dollar General out there on Johnson. Air was out. They worked till noon.
Mm-hmm.
I was here." The air was out here, and it was bad at both places.
Yeah, it was 80,
you know, so
80
I told them to stay till 1 o'clock, and then we just have to arrange our hours different. Because they couldn't stay in here; they'd all been sick.
Well, and we have the money in our accounts.
Yes.
So, Jim and I both said we're not a bank to hang on to stuff, so this is something that we need to do.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Yeah. So I'll give you more information, but I will probably work with him and work with our architect, and they're not charging much at all. The total for all the engineers and for the architect is only $35,000 for all this, so that's pretty good. They're not really making much because they like us, but all the money will be coming from the supplies and the asbestos removal.
Yes.
I know it was $200,000 to remove the asbestos in the Batesville library. We were
Will the library have to be closed during that removal?
Yeah. But it could be that it's just a few days. But that's okay. People will be very happy that when they come in, it'll be cool. Right now, if we were open in the afternoons, nobody was coming in anyway, you know.
It was too hot.
Yeah,
too
it was miserable. It was miserable.
It was it was miserable. I promise you, it was miserable. But it was real muggy in here, and it was just uncomfortable. Yeah. So it hadn't got hot yet. It was before 12, right at before 12 o'clock. At 1 o'clock when it was 95 or 3 o'clock, I don't believe you could stay in here.
No. No, and our poor staff, the ones that worked in the area where it's out, which is all the stacks and the public computers, all this area and the teen department, they were just drained. It was just cruel. It was cruel.
You can't open any windows. That's a problem.
No,
I know. You might have stood it if you'd had windows, but you can't open them.
I had bought blinds a couple of years ago for the teens, so they were, it helped, but not this kind of weather helped, so... Anyway, it's a shame that we have to do it, but it really should have been done 10 years ago. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So that's my update on HVAC. Any
questions?
If you think of something later about this, let me know. I'll be glad to dig in and find out what I can.
Next is a treasurer's report.
Treasurer?
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, treasurer, not business manager.
I'm sorry?
Well, I've got your report right here. You want me to go over it real quick?
That's all right.
Okay, so Kaylee met with Sarah. She examined the January through May bank statements, found no discrepancy, and she approved the report. So we don't really have to do a motion on it. Since she approved the report. So everything's okay, right, Kaylee?
Everything was great.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Okay. Quarterly finance report.
All right. I will take that one. On page 14, you've got the second quarter budget update. So this is through the end of June. We are right on track. Down on line 54, we have spent 48% of our total budget, so we are right where we should be with just a little wiggle room. On line 1, we have collected just over $1 million to use for our budget for 26, so that's on track also. Should not be any surprises. Everything is where it should be. So do you guys have any questions?
I apologize
if y'all can hear my children in the background.
So we've collected over $1 million already that comes out of 26. To me, that makes us forward funded, just like a school.
Yes. That's my understanding. Yep, because we are collecting this year to use for next year.
Yes.
To use in forward years. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry, everyone cut out a little bit. Is there a reason why we brought up the term forward funding?
Well, I brought it up because I've got two school principals here, and they understand this because they deal with it every day. And you've been on long enough, you probably understand it now. But Kaylee's, like I said, you've been on, 2 years now? 3 years? I can't remember. But anyway, I know we've got on about the same time. But Sydney here, she's new. What's this, your second meeting, third meeting?
Third,
okay. So we actually are forward funded. Mm-hmm. You know, people that paid their taxes early, that's where this money comes from. Mm-hmm. And that's all I was making a point.
Yeah, I met with her when I first started in Mike Johnson, and they explained to me how all that worked. That when they got the
Mike
cut.
Mike was real good at it.
But when they had the cut a few years back, y'all changed it. To make sure that we had enough going forward.
Okay.
It's a relief. It's a relief in January that we have money to, we don't have to wait for property taxes to come in. We have money to pay our bills. So it's a relief. But this started actually several years ago, and they just had the foresight to do it. So they cut back really hard for a few years to be able to do this. So. It's a relief.
Anybody else got anything? I guess I need a motion to accept it. Need a motion?
So moved.
Okay, need second. A second. Gotcha.
Great.
Ryan and Sydney, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No one opposed. Well,
budget committee.
I get to point to the next one. New business under the budget committee. Beth, we'll meet on December the 8th at noon.
Okay.
Dr. Jim, can you meet?
December the 8th?
December the 8th.
Sure.
We'll do it through the lunch hour.
Oh, no. I'm sorry I was late today. I apologize. I got stuck at the office at the last minute. But yeah, no
that's
problem.
Fine. Okay. So we'll meet on December the 8th, put it together.
Okay. We'll meet in the round room, and we'll have lunch. I'll bring lunch in for you.
I'll just put my order in now.
I'll send you some options.
Do we all need to come for that, or what's the deal?
It's just the
committee
that puts the budget together.
And then
you can come if you want to and look. It wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever I need to do. I took accounting 101.
Okay, so we have Beth, Jim, and Mike on the budget committee. What they do is, and you can come sit in too. It's fine.
It wouldn't hurt at all.
Anybody
wants to come can.
Yeah,
come.
I mean it's a public meeting.
It's a public meeting.
Yeah, and it will.
But
be
I have to appoint two people.
Yeah.
you know.
But they'll
basically take this paper that's here and try to make it for next year.
No, we'll make the budget. Sarah and I will make the budget,
and then
we'll,
they go through it with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we may have a couple options to give you, you know, and then they
forget they, which one we want. We may take out something that we don't like, or we may add to it. We may want more money put over here.
Mm-hmm. But then we bring it to the whole board.
Right, yeah. I was here when we did the last year's.
Yeah, and so that is going to, that will be at the November 10th. Meeting will not be about the budget.
Right.
So then the December 8th at noon, they'll meet, and then December 15th will only be discussing the budget. Won't be anything else on the agenda, hopefully.
Is that 5 or 5:30?
5:30.
5:30 on the 15th.
On the 15th. Yeah.
So the 8th is going to be what time?
Noon.
Then we'll send you some lunch options. So.
Okay, December 15th meeting.
Yeah, budget approval only. 5:30. I'll remind you all earlier, too, before it gets closer. I can't believe we're already talking about budget for next year. Just going by fast.
Okay, public comments.
Can I ask a question, please?
Hey, public.
Yes.
a few days ago, I checked the website, and the main meeting recording was not posted. And my question is your procedure? You know, is that normal for it to take this long?
I forgot to give the recorder to Ron to do it. I'm sorry. Okay.
I just wondered. Thank you.
You know, it's not something that we've done forever, and so it's still not really a habit, but I will get it put, I'll get it put on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry. I'm sorry about that, but yeah, I'll get it on there.
I just wanted to ask about that email that I was talking about before the meeting.
Okay.
This is fun.
I just was curious about our policy. This is from back on July 4th that she emailed us about someone that had reached out about the Monette Library, about the girl, the worker in the car, and we got the car moved or whatever. And then she said there was a pride flag when she walked in the library. And so I'm just wondering what is our rules on stuff like that. Because to me, I think we should be neutral on all things that could go either way with whoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering, because you didn't address it with her about the pride flag and the thing. We just said about mm-hmm. the... whatever.
The
stuff on the desk. She said there was some odd things on the desk, which I don't know what she means by that. But I'm just wondering what our policy is on stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Well, odd is an opinion. And so, you know, she didn't give us any specifics as to what she thought was odd. I did look at a picture, and Sarah has been to Monette. There's a pride flag that's about this size, and it's up there because that is something one of Patsy's, our branch manager, one of the children that does crafts made a pride flag. And since we want to be inclusive,
we kept
it up there. If someone brought us a Holy Cross that they had done in a project, we would set that up there too. So it's really not that we're stating anything.
I didn't know what she meant on the context. That's all I was wondering. Yeah. Like, what is she talking about? Was it, if it's artwork, that's one thing.
It is.
Is it something that, you know, I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's just little displays that what kids have done. And it's not permanent. She moves things around, you know, as they do. One of them was that Scream TV movie. Somebody had done that. You know how kids are. And they had drawn that. And so that might have been what she thought was odd. But that's just kids. So Patsy is just really proud of what her kids do when they come in. And so that's all it was.
Do it look like artwork?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, wasn't it in like Sharpies? And they get Sharpies, I think so.
She has a wall of art, and then another thing of like paper crafts they've made, and then some Legos that they put together. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it gets changed out a lot.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, kids really aren't political, and
no,
Patsy's not either. It's just she was just doing it because whoever did it thought it was cool.
I just was wondering. Like I said, on email, it's hard for us to like. Ask questions.
I got the email from the lady too, you know, and I took, well, she's handled it, you know, that's her job. It's not mine. I can't do anything. I'm one person on this board. But
I was just curious to talk about it.
To the library over there at Monette. It's pretty neat. It's in an old metal building. It's been there a long time. They give me the history on it, the mayor and all over there, who donated the building and everything. But they only go to school 4 days a week over there. On Friday, it's full of little kids.
Oh.
I'm talking about 10, 12-year-old kids and down. And it's full. They're doing this. They're doing that. I mean, I bet you today, I bet there's 25 kids in there. And the building's not that big.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She has it set up really well.
So is she the one that they're talking about with the card sticker thing?
Uh-huh. And we talked to her about that. Okay. And that's taken care of.
Yes. We can't police what someone has in the vehicle, but we also want to be respectful of all patrons, so we found a balance that would take care of that.
Was she okay with it?
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. She was very understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She was kind of sorry that she caused any problems at all, because she's not like that at all.
No.
She takes money out of her own pocket and buys food for those kids. We've told her not to do it, but she does it. She's just going to do it. You know, she's just really a good person, and
It's worth your time if you're going that way just to drop in, especially on Friday. I made a point to go by there. Us going to Blyville anyway.
I've got several friends that are teachers over there.
And it was worth my time going there because I didn't know where it was at, so I stopped and asked the mayor. I talked to Bob. Bob, he gave me the history of it all and everything, you know, and showed me where it's at, and I was really glad I did after that.
Yeah, it's warm. It's just, you know, occasionally we have a sub from here that will go when she's on vacation or something, and they always come back and say, that's just the warmest library. It's cozy.
Those kids feel like they own those computers. I had to borrow one when I went to visit her, and they looked at me like, what are you doing? You're not a kid.
Yeah, our branches are wonderful. We really have good people.
I've not been to the Caraway one. I'm going to make a point someday to go to it.
We got
to
get a new sign for that one. But it's really small, but it's sweet.
She responded back to Vanessa.
She did. Yes.
The moment.
Oh, yeah, she did. She thanked me.
Lake City one.
She was fine with it.
Good.
I didn't get the email, the response from the lady. I know the response that you sent, Vanessa, said something along the lines of how we can't. First of all, I disagree, Mac, about it's not our job to handle situations like that. We may not speak to somebody on the staff directly, but if we have an issue like this being brought up, it absolutely is our job to make sure that we don't have signs before walking in that says racism gives off little dick energy. If you see that walking into our library, whether it's on a car, whether it's in the front of the yard, wherever it may be, it's absolutely our job to address that because that is simply inappropriate. What was the response from the lady that you said she responded to you, Vanessa?
About the car or the patron?
This Megan Tarver lady that said
yes,
this
email. Any response. You said she responded back to you, and the board was not looped in on her response.
Well,
back,
maybe
so
she didn't respond.
And
she might not have responded, because I would have sent it to you. If she had,
okay.
I don't
well,
know.
I didn't answer her email. She sent me an email. And
yeah.
Then I don't know if it was a day or either that day or the next day, you sent out to all of us.
Yeah,
because
whenever
thing.
They send one to the board, Sarah and I both get it, too. Because we usually, I mean, because, you know, we get junk and stuff, too. And we always take care of that.
Oh,
week.
Yeah, she sees us.
But I don't, I guess maybe she didn't respond. I don't remember. Well, let me check. If she did respond, I'll send it to you.
She didn't respond back to me on anything.
Okay.
Just that one little email she sent, and
yeah.
Then, you sent the same one, just I guess that day or a day or two later.
Uh-huh.
And that's,
yeah.
And you said you'd handle it, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I just, like I said.
Well, I'm glad you asked. You need to ask.
We don't meet in 3 months, and we get emails. It's hard to really get a discussion going if you have a question on email.
Yeah. And, Cindy, you can always call me.
Her response was, thank you for letting me know.
Oh, okay. So you all got it. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I might have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I couldn't remember if she responded. But I knew it wasn't any big deal. I think she was okay with it. But we've handled the car issue. It's all.
Yes, and that is just her parking on the side of the building. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep, because you can't make her take that sticker off
her
car, can
you?
No,
but she's not visible to the public now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knowing to do anything with her, it would take a board action. One individual can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know that. He knows that. Dr. Jim knows that.
Well, I mean, I just.
You know.
I don't know why you would
speaker.
Work at a library and have that on your car, but if we can't make her take it off, that's fine. But yeah, that is, I mean,
I don't
like that either, that would be on her
No,
car.
I agree.
I didn't like it either. I don't think anybody liked it on her car, but
no.
Why couldn't we have her cover the sticker while she's working in the hours? You know, if that sticker was, there's not a job that I have ever worked that they would allow that sticker. And it not being covered during work hours.
She's moved the car now, so the public doesn't see it.
I'd say unless it comes up again with someone calling you again,
Let's
leave it where it is.
Yeah.
And if it would come up again, maybe we would then ask her just to say, look, you know, that's fine. You know, I don't want to
cover it during work hours.
Don't
want to
mess with anyone else's beliefs or whatever. But
yeah,
with kids coming here,
yeah,
you just. So.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, maybe this is the end of it.
Hopefully.
That's the first complaint I've ever had about my net, ever.
Yeah. Hopefully
that's
complaint.
So I've got kinfolks live over, and they when we
know,
talk about maybe cutting back,
prior,
they let me have
so.
It, boy.
I only saw it when I went out there to visit after all this.
Anybody else got any other comments? I guess not. I need a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thanks for everyone for coming.
Thank you all for everything.
I'm so sorry I was late. I had a patient walk in.
Oh,
you gotta
take care of patients.
That's just what happens. So it's really okay.
That usually happens in our office. But, the insurance, auto insurance, does that include the bookmobile?
Did you make them pay?
Yes.
Yes.
Probably couldn't, but I probably said, listen, I mean, I get it, but it's legal stuff.
I mean,
what
school
are you the principal?
It cost me $6,000 or $7,000 a year.
Yeah.
But it's legal stance.
Yeah, I mean, it does cost us money, which it would be worth it if it was out in the, you know.
You know, those Sprinter vans are
very expensive,
too.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, I looked at one for Batesville when I was there. We thought that would be a good, it's easier to drive and everything. But it would also suit. wouldn't serve a double purpose because it would be our courier vehicle too. And we could sell that older van, you know. So we got some options.
And I have this year.
I'm glad. A lot of that is staffing issues, so we're going to work on
it.
Well, that's what they told her. Without even going there and talking to them, I don't know, but all of them said that was the biggest issue.